Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Samach Vav. Our Gemara is a continuation of that we weren't before in the Gemara and Daf Samach Heime Beis. Our Gemara brings down the following four memres for Abaye, that Abaye says that Echad is Neman as long as the other person is Shesek. The first member of Abaye's death, Abaye says, Amru Eidechad Achal Techila V'Hala Sheisek Neman, and the Eidechad is Neman to Mechayev him to bring a carbon. The second member of Abaye's death, Abaye says, Amru Eidechad Nitmut Harisecha V'Hala Sheisek Neman, and the Eidechad is Neman to say that the other person's Tahiris became Tomei. The third member of Abaye's death, Abaye says, Amru Eidechad Shorcha Nirba V'Hala Sheisek Neman, and the Eidechad is Neman to say that the shor was nirba, and therefore the shor is possible for a korban. The fourth member of Abaye's death, Abaye says, if an Eidechad comes and says, Ishtecha Zinsa, and the Baal was Sheisek, the Eidechad is Neman. On that halacha, Abaye, we find that Rava argues, and Rava says that the Eidechad is not Neman based on that we say, Ein Dover Sheba'erva Paches Mishnayim. Now to explain the Nemanus of Eidechad. In the first three members of Abaye, we find two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ran, explain that that Rabbi says Eidechad is Neman is only because the Baal Dover is Shesek. Only because the Baal Dover is staying quiet do we say that Eidechad is Neman. Had the Baal Dover said Eini Eidea, then the Eidechad would not be Neman. On the other hand, the Rashba and the other Rishonim argue, and the Rashba and the other Rishonim explain that Eidechad is Neman as long as the Baal Dover is not Makhish the Eidechad. And even if the Baal Dover will say Eini Eidea, still the Eidechad will be Neman. We do not need the shtika of the Baal Dover in order for the Eidechad to be Neman. Now to explain that the Eidechad is Neman, according to the Shita of Tosfos and the Ran, as long as the Baal Dover is Shesek, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. In Tosfos, with the Ramaschal Rava Omer, and so too we find in the Marshan Gittin Daf Nadal on the base, and the Pnei Yeshua and our Sugya explain that according to Abaye, the Nemanos Veidechad is based on that we say Shtika Kaida. And for that reason, the Marshal and Pnei Yeshua explained that according to Abaye, in Eidechad is Neman to say that one's wife was Zinsa, as long as the Baal is Shesek, we do not say in Davar Shebera Pachas Mishnayim, since we have the Shtika Kaida of the Baal. And since we have the Shtika Kaida of the Baal, for that reason we will say that with his Shtika he was Shavye Yanav Sheikha Ticha Di Isura. In Tosfos Nivomes Daf Peches Amud Aleph, we find that Tosfos explains that according to Abaye, in Eidechad is Neman as long as the Baal Dover is Shesek is not because we say Shtika Kaida, but rather it is because we say since the Baal Dover is Shesek, for that reason we have a Raguayim Udover, that the Eidechad is saying the MS. And it is based on the Raguayim Udover of the Shtika of the Baal Dover that we say that the Eidechad is Neman. As Tosfos goes on to say, that had the Shtika of the Baal Dover worked, midin Shtika Kaida, then the Eidechad himself is not Neman. Just the Isser is dependent upon that we say Shavi and Avshecha Ticha Di Isura. And from that Rabbi says, that if Halash Sheisek the Eidechad is Neman, from there we see that the Eidechad has a Nemanos. And the Nemanos of the Eidechad is based on that the Shtika of the Baal Dover creates Raguayim Odover. And since we have Raguayim Odover, for that reason the Eidechad is Neman b'mokam that we have Raguayim Odover. That is how Tosfos Nivomes explains Pshat and the Nemanos of Eidechad according to Abaye in our Sugya. Tosfos with the Ramaschal Rav Omer on the other end argues, and as his Meduyik in Tosfos explains, that the Machloikes between Abaye and Rava, if an Eidechad is Neman to say that one's wife was Zinsa, as long as the Baal is Shesek, is dependent upon how to understand the Nemanos of Eidechad. We are the Baal Dover Shesek. According to Abaye, the Nemanos Veidechad is based on that we say Shtika Kaida. And for that reason, Eidechad is Neman to say that one's wife was Zinsa, based on that we say Shavi and Avshecha Ticha Di Isura. On the other hand, according to Rava, the Nemanos Veidechad is based on that we say that with the Shtika of the Baal Dover we have a Raguayim Odover. And for that reason, Rava agrees to the first three Alochas of Abaye that B'mokim Shavu Shesek the Eidechad is Neman. But as far as Eidechad saying that Ishtei Zinsa, for that a Raguayim Udover is not enough, since there is a Lach of Indover Sheberva Paches Mishnayim. And therefore one needs to have either two Eidim, or one needs to have Shavi and Avshecha Ticha Di Yisura that one does not have with just the Shtika of the Baal Dover. So again, according to Tosfos in our Sugya, the Machloikes between Abaye and Rav is a fundamental Machloikes as far as that Eidechad is Naman B'mokim Shavu Shesek. Is it because we say that we have the shtika kaida of the Baal Dover, which is a shita of Abayim? For that reason, Abayim says, Eidach is even able to say that one's wife was insa. Based on that, with his shtika kaida, we have a shavya nafshei chaticha di isura. Or do we say that Eidach is naman b'mokam shalosheisek is only because we say that with the shtika of the Baal Dover, we have a raguayim odover. And it is because of the raguayim odover that Eidach is naman, for that reason, Rava says, that even though I agree to Abayim, in the first three halachas of Abayi, but still I argue on Abayi as far as the halacha of Eidach being neman to say that one's wife was mezana. Since as far as that halacha is concerned, raguayim odover is not enough, since there is a halacha of ein dover shebe'erva paches mishnayim. That is according to Tesis and Arasugia, according to Tesis and Yevamis, both Abayi and Rava agree that the nemanus of Eidach is based on that we say that with the shtika of the Baal Dover we have a raguayim odover. And it is based on the raguayim odover that the Eidach is neman. The machloikis between Abaye and Rava, as far as the case of Eidachot saying that one's wife was mezana, is a machloikis if Eidachot is naman b'mokum that we have a raguayim odover to be made about a dover sheba'erva. Rava says that based on the rule of a dover sheba'erva pachas mishnayim, even if we have a raguayim odover, an Eidachot is not naman. That Rabbi argues is as we find in the Marit, that the Marit explains that we are now from the parasha of Saita, that just like by the parasha of Saita, in Eidach it is neman to say that an ish was mezana after kini yustira. Since we have a raguayim odover, so too whenever there is a raguayim odover, in Eidach it is neman. And in Eidach it is neman even bedover shebe'erva as long as there is a raguayim odover. And therefore, since with the shtika of the Baal we have a raguayim odover, for that reason Abayi says that in Eidach it is neman. That is how the Marit explains machlekes between Abayi and Rava according to Tesis and Yevamis. But both according to Tesis and Arsugya, and according to Tesis and Yevamis, that we say, that Eidachot is neman as long as the Baal Dover is Sheisek, is only either as Tesis explains in Arsugya. If the Baal Dover was Hoyle Leida, if the Baal Dover should have known, and therefore since the Baal Dover should have known, with a shtika we have a shtika kaida, or according to Tesis and Yevamis, even if Baal Dover did not know about the actual Isser, but as long as we can have a Raguayim Odover with the shtika of the Baal Dover. But if we cannot even have a raguayim odover with the shtika of the Baal Dover, then the Eidachot will not be neman. On the other hand, the Ran explains that Eidachot is neman b'mokim shahalar sheisek is not because we have a shtika kaido with the shtika of the Baal Dover, and it is not because we have a raguayim odover with the shtika of the Baal Dover, but rather it is because there is a parasha of a Yehida Eilov, and the parasha of a Yehida Eilov, which was said as far as Korbanos is concerned, is mechadish that there is a new nemanus of Eidachot as long as the Baal Dover is Sheisek. And it is based on the parish of Yehoida Eilov, which is Mechadish and Nun Neamonas of Eidachod, that we say that as long as the Baal Dover is Sheisek, and Eidachod is Neamon. But here, according to the Ran, the Machoikis between Abaya and Rava, as far as Eidachod saying that Ishte Zinsa is a Machoikis if we can apply the parish of Yehoida Eilov to Dover Sheba'erva. Abaya says that based on the parish of Yehoida Eilov, in Eidachot is neman as long as the Baal is Sheisek, even as far as Dover Sheba'erva is concerned. Rava, on the other hand, argues, and Rava says we cannot apply the parish of Yehoida Eilov to Dover Sheba'erva, since based on the parish of Dover Sheba'erva we say that no matter what, even if the Baal is Sheisek, there is still a halacha of ein Dover Sheba'erva paches mishnayim. As we mentioned before, the Rashba and the other Rishonim argue, and the Rashba and the other Rishonim explain that Nemanus of Eidachot has nothing to do with the shtika of the Baal Dover. Rather, the Nemanus of Eidachot is the regular Nemanus of that Eidachot is Neman B'Yisurim. Now, one has to understand Pshat and Tesis and the Ran. What is Pshat? That Tesis and the Ran explain that the Nemanus of our sugya is based on the shtika of the Baal Dover. Who needs the shtika of the Baal Dover for the Eidachot to be Neman? Let the Eidachot be Neman with a regular parish of Eidachot Neman B'Yisurim. And therefore, as long as the Baal Dover is not makhish the Eidachot, we should say that the Eidachot is Neman. So to explain why Eidachot is not Neman in our sugya based on the regular parish of Eidachot Neman B'Yisurim, we find the Tesis explains that an Eidachot is not Neman elo lehatzer v'loy lesser. An Eidachot is only Neman to matzer. An Eidachot is not Neman to aser something. And for that reason, Eidachot is not neman to say Nitzmut HaReisacha, since Nitzmut HaReisacha is coming to Aser, the other person's Ta'areis, and Eidachot is not neman to Aser. Now to explain that, the Eidachot is only neman Lahatzer, not to Aser, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Achrenim. The first mahalach is that we find in the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua explains that the reason why Yenei Echad is not Neman to Aser is because he is going k'neged the cheskas hetzer. And Yenei Echad is not Neman k'neged a chazaka. And for that reason, Yenei Echad is not Neman to say that nitmu tareisecha, since he is going k'neged the cheskas tahara of the tahareis. That is how the Pnei Yeshua explains why Yenei Echad is not Neman to say nitmu tareisecha. But as the Achrenim are medayik in Tesis, it is mashma that Yenei Echad is not Neman is not because he is going k'neged the cheskas heter of the chefetz. As Tesis says, Yenei Echad is not even Neman to be made about a chaticha, which is a safek chelev safek shuman, that the chaticha is motzer, even though such a chaticha does not have a cheskas heter. As we find that the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perek Hei brings down from the Shach and Taz. So to explain Pshat and Teisos, we find another two mahalachim in the Mefarshim. The first mahalach that we find is that the Nemonas Veidechad is based on that every person has an ema to machshel someone else nisurim. And even by Rosh, we find that the Rambam explains that a Rosh is Nemon to made on someone else's chaticha, that his chaticha is mutter, is because we say that the ema of Yisurim is even al harishoyim. Based on the chazaka of Ein Adam Chaytev Leiloi, even a person who is chashit to aveiros is not chashit to an aveira if he does not gain from the aveira. And therefore, to be made on someone else's chaticha, that someone else's chaticha is mutter, that he's being machshel someone else in an aveira, since he has nothing to gain from being machshel someone else in an aveira, even a rosh is neman to be made on someone else's chaticha, that his chaticha is mutter. And since the nemanis veidacha b'yisurin is based on that we say that a person has an ema to machshel someone else in an iser that only applies to be made on someone else's chaticha, that his chaticha is motzer. On the other hand, to be made that someone else's chaticha is aser, as far as that we cannot apply the rule of ema yisurim, that a person has an ema of yisurim, since he is not being machshel anyone else in an iser. And for that reason, in edachar is only neman lahatzer and not aser. That is the first mahalach that we find in the Mefarshim. The second mahalach that we find in the Mefarshim is, as Rebuvin explains in Gittin Siman Aleph, that Eid Echad is not Neman to Aser, is because by the Eid Echad being made that someone else's chaticha is Aser, he's being mafsid as shal chaveroi. And therefore we say, Lav kol kamine lav sidai. An Eid Echad does not have the ability to Aser someone else's chaticha, since it is considered as if he's being made on chaveroi. And to be made al chaveri, one needs eidos. The nemonis veidechad neman b'yisurim is not enough to be made on chaveri. And so too is mashmos of the shach and yiradeus and kov chav zayin tziv katan gimel. So again, we find three basic mahalchim as far as that eidechad is not neman to say nitmu tarisecha without the baal davar being sheisek. And we do not apply the halacha of eidechad neman b'yisurim. The first mahalch is, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, that Eid Echad saying Nitmu Tarisach is going k'neged the cheskas tahara of the tahareis, and the Eid Echad is not Neman k'neged a chazaka, and for that reason one needs a shtika of the Baal Davar in order that Eid Echad should be Neman. Another mahalach is that we say that Eid Echad is only Neman if we have a raya that Eid Echad is saying MS, based on that we say that we are not chishid that Eid Echad will be machshel someone else in an iser, but that only applies if Eid Echad is being matzer something, and not if the Eid Echad is saying that something is aser. The third mahalach is that we say, the Eid Echad is not neman to be made on chaveroi, and to be made lesser, since with his eidos he's being mafsid shal chaveroi, it is considered as if he's being made al chaveroi. And in order to be made al chaveroi, one needs eidos, a nemanis ve'id echad neman b'yisurim is not enough. Now getting back to the Rashba and the other Rishonim again explain Pshat in our Gemara that the Nemonas is the regular Nemonas Veidecha Neman Bisurim. Well, here one has to understand, how can we say that the Nemonas in our Sugya is the regular Nemonas Veidecha Neman Bisurim? Well, here for Neidecha to be made the Nitmu Tarisachas Kenega the Cheskas Tara of the Taras. And so too to be made to answer someone else's Chaticha, is Lechayo going k'neged the cheskas heter of the chaticha, and the Eid Echad is not neman k'neged a chazaka. So to explain pshat in the Nemonas of Eid Echad, according to the Rishonim, we find that the Rashba says, Dulei aminon b'shum duchta es chazak hetera. So to explain pshat in that, the Rashba says, We find that Rabbi Chanan Kavitzar Simon Samach Zayin of Katan Alf explains that a heter is not considered a status. A heter is just considered a lack of iser, and therefore that a echad is not neman keneged a chazaka is only if we have a chazaka that tells us that the chayfetz retains its status till we know otherwise. Heter, which is not a status, does not have such a chazaka that tells us that the chayfetz is mutter till proven otherwise, and for that reason, in a echad will be neman to say iser. But still one has to understand, even if we are to say that there is no such thing as a status of heter, but l'chayra there is such a thing as a status of tara, and therefore ned echad should not be neman to say nitmu tarisacha, since he is going k'nega the cheskas tara of the taris. And based on the cheskas tara, we should say that ned echad is not neman to say nitmu tarisacha. So to explain pshat and the Rashba, we find another mahalach in the Achrinim. Rabbi Reuven in Gittin Siman Aleph explains pshat and the Rashba and the other Rishonim in our sugya that the reason why Neid Echad is Neman Lesser, and we do not say that Neid Echad should not be Neman since he is going Kenega the Cheskes Heter, or the Cheskes Tara of the Taris, is because that Neid Echad is not Neman Kenega the Cheskes Iser, to Mater a Chaticha that has a Cheskes Iser, is not because we say that Neid Echad is not Neman Kenega the Chazaka, since the Chazaka is stronger than Neid Echad, but rather it is Alocha and Isurim, that something that we assume is Aser, one needs to aid him to matter such an iser. And for that reason, an eid echad will be neman to meid k'neged a cheskas heter, even a chifetz that has a cheskas heter, or even a chifetz that has a cheskas tara, but still an eid echad will be neman. Only as far as being matter do we say that a chaticha that we assume is aser needs to aid him to matter such a chaticha. That is how Reuven explains pshat and the Rashba and the other Rishonim. Now getting back to our sugya, v'chayr one has to understand, according to the Rashba and the other Rishonim, that explain that an emunas in our sugya is a regular emunas v'eid echad neman bisurim. What is pshat that Abaye says, eid echad is neman to say that someone's wife was mezana? What happened to the rule of ein davar shebe'erva paches mishnayim? So to answer this kasha, we find that the Rashba explains pshat in our Gemara as follows, that Abaye holds, that eid echad is neman to say that one's wife was mezana, and we do not say in dover sheberva paches mishnayim, is because Abaye holds that the rule of in dover sheberva paches mishnayim is only referring to a case that someone is machish deid echad. If no one is machish deid echad, we do not apply the rule of in dover sheberva paches mishnayim. Rava on the other hand argues, and Rava holds deid echad by dover sheberva is never neman, even in a case and no one is machish deid echad. Even if no one is machish deid echad, we still say that one each shnayim. And Eid Echad is not Neman. So again, as far as how to explain the Shita of Abaye, that Rabbi holds, Eid Echad is Neman to say that one's wife was Mezana, we do not say in Dover Sheberva Paches Mishnayim, we find three Mahalchim. According to Tesis and Arsugi, as we find in the Pnei Yeshua and the Marashon Gitzin, that Rabbi says that if Eid Echad said that one's wife was Mezana, his Isha as Asurov is based on that we say Shtika Kaida. And since we have the Ida of the Baal, for that reason we will say Shavya and Avshei Chaticha di Surah. According to Tesis and Yevamos, as we explained before, B'Shem the Maritz, that according to Abaye, if Eid Echad said that one's wife was Mezana, and the Baal was Sheisek, his wife is Asura Olav, is because we say that with the Shtika of the Baal we have Raglayim Odover. And Abaye understands that wherever we have a Raglayim Odover, and Eid Echad is Neman, just like we find by Seita, that Eid Echad is Neman to say that one's wife has Mezana after Kini Ustira, since after Kini Ustira we have a Raglayim Odover. And so too in our Sugya, after the Shtika of the Baal, one has a Raglayim Odover, and for that reason the Eid Echad is Neman, and we do not say in Dover Sheberva Paches Mishnayim. According to the Rashba on the other hand, that Abaye says, that Eid Echad is Neman, and we do not say in Dover Sheberva Paches Mishnayim, is because Abaye understands that we say in Dover Sheberva Paches Mishnayim is only if someone is machish the aid. L'chayra, there is a tremendous nafgamina between these mahalchim. If we are to understand that Eid Echad is Neman is based on the Shtika of the Baal, either because we say Shtika Kaida, or because we say that with the Shtika of the Baal we have a Raglayim Odover, then the Eid Echad is Neman to say that one's wife is Mezana, even if the Isha herself is machish the aid. Even if the Isha herself is machish the aid, but still one has the shtika of the Baal, which is either considered like Kaida, or one has a shtika of the bow which creates ragoyim adover. And so to a chayu one sees in Tesis and Satan of Gemoma base. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, that according to Abaye, Eid Echad is known as only in a case that the Isha is not being machish the Eid Echad. If the Isha be machish the Eid Echad, then the Eid Echad would not be Neman, and we would apply the rule of Ein Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. Since according to the Rashba, that according to Abaye, Eid Echad is known as only because no one is being machish the Eid Echad. But if the Isha herself is being machish the Eid Echad, then the Eid Echad will not be Neman. Now, as far as this sheet of the Rashba, that the Rashba understands that according to Abaye, Eid Echad is Neman B'davar Sheberva as long as no one is being machish Eid Echad, we find the following kasha in the Achrinim. In the Mishnah before in the Samach Daud Amud Aleph, we find that a father is not Neman to say that he was Makadesh Bitei Hagadola. Well, according to the Rashba, a father should be Neman to say that he was Makadesh his Bas even if she is a Gedola. So to answer this kasha, we find a number of mahalchim in the Achrinim. The Chemda Shoyma and Chuvas Chemda Shoyma Simin Tesvav Siv Katan Chav Beis answers the kasha as follows. That we find in the Mishnah before, that the Mishnah says that a father is not Neman to say that he was Makadesh Bita Gedula, is only referring to a case that his Bas is Makheshim. And since his Bas is Makheshim for that reason, we apply the rule of Ein Dover Sheba'erva Paches Mishnayim. But had the Bas not been Machish her father, then the father would be Neman to say that he was Makadish even as Bitei Hagadola. That is the Teretz of the Chemda Shoyma. The Chemda Shoyma in Simon Yud Ches brings down another Teretz from the Nesivis. The Nesivis answers the Kasha by saying as follows, that even though B'davar Sheberva, Eid Echad is Neman as long as no one is Machish the Eid Echad, that is only as far as saying that one's Isha was Mezane. But as far as saying that an Isha was Neskatsha, or as far as saying that an Isha was Niskarsha, as far as that one each Naim, even in a case that there is no Hakhasha. As the Nesivis explains, the Kiddushin Domi Kinyan Sada, V'niknes Mamish K'kinyan Sada D'chsib Be'kicha Kicha. U'kishem she'ein eid echa neman weimar macharta metaltalin shalcha, k'moikin eid neman weimar u'isha macharta atzmacha. In other words, besides for that Kiddushin is considered a davar she'bereva, but Kiddushin is also considered a Yitzas Mamin, since it is considered as if we are taking the Isha out of her own Rishos and putting her Rishos HaBaal. And for that reason, even though as far as Davar Sheberva is concerned, according to Abaye, Eid Echad is Naman as long as no one is being Machesh to Eid Echad, but as far as Yitzas Mamin is concerned, even according to Abaye, Eid Echad is not Naman, even in a case that no one is being Machesh to Eid Echad. And therefore, in order to say that one was Makadesh his Bas, even if the Bas is not being Machish the Av, but still the Av will not be Neman on his Bas if she is a Gedula. That is the Teretz of the Nesivis. In the Makna, we find a third Mahalach as far as how to answer this Kasha on their Ashba. The Makna answers the Kasha by saying the following Yisoid, that according to their Ashba, Abaye holds Eid Echad is Neman B'davar Sheberva as long as no one is being Machish the Eid Echad. That is only if the Eid is Neid Kosher. And only if the Eid is Neid Kosher will we say that Echad is Neman B'davar Sheberva as long as no one is being Machish the Eid. And the Nemanis of that Eid is based on that we find that Eid Echad is Kamoshvua, which as we explained before in our previous Shurin Daf Samachay, based on the Rivam and Bava Basra Daf Amadaw Raman Aleph, that from that Eid Echad is Kamoshvua one sees that as far as Maman is concerned, Eid Echad is Neman Kishnayim as long as no one is being Machish the Eid. And therefore, so too, as far as Kiddushin is concerned, we say that Eid Echad is Neman Kishnayim, as long as no one is being Machish the Eid. But since that we say that Eid Echad is Neman is based on that Eid Echad is Kamashvua, for that reason, just like as far as Shvua is concerned, only Neid Kosher is Neman, since only Neid Kosher is Neman Kishnayim, so too, as far as Kiddushin is concerned, only Neid Kosher is Chosh of Kishnayim. And therefore, in Av, who is not an Eid Kosher, an Av is an Eid Pasol, for that reason an Av will not be Neman B'davar Sheberva, even if no one is being Machesh the Av. In other words, according to the Makna, comes out that there is a difference between that Rabbi says Eid Echad is Neman to say that one's wife was Mazana, and that Rabbi says that Eid Echad is Neman in the first three cases if there is no Achosha. In the first three cases, that according to Rabbi Eid Echad is Neman, as long as no one is being Machesh the Eid, is based on the parasha Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. And the parasha Eid Echad Neman Bisurim applies across the board, both by Neid Kosher and Neid Pasul. On the other hand, the Atar Abayi says, Eid Echad is known to say that one's wife was Mazana, is based on the parish of Eid Echad Kamwa Shvua, which is only referring to an Eid Kosher, since only by an Eid Kosher can we say that Eid Echad is Choshev Kishnayim. That is how the Makna answers the Kasha of the Achrinim and explains Pshat in the Rashba. Now let's go on to the Raya that Abayi brings. The Eid Echad is Nema Medavar Sheberva as long as the Baal is Shoisek. Our Gemara says, V'omer Abayi Mina Aminu Adetanya Maisa B'yanei HaMelech Shaholach V'kocha Shebemidbar V'ki V'sham Shishim Krochim U'V'chazarasei Hoya Sameach Simcha Gedola V'koro V'chol Chachmi Yisrael. The Gemara goes on to say that Hoya Sham Eshechad Leitzlev Ra'u B'yal V'lazer Ben Pira Shmei V'yoyimel Lezer Ben Pira Yanei HaMelech Yanei HaMelech Libam Shopush Malacha Hakim lahem betzit shebeinenecha, put on the tzitz. Hakim lahmetzit shebeinenav hoyesham zakenecha v'yehuda ben gedidya shemoi. V'yoyimer Yehuda ben gedidya l'yanei ha'melech, yanei ha'melech, ravach keser malchus, heinach keser kuno l'zari shalaren. Shayoyimim imay nishbeis b'meidiyim. V'yivukash hadavar v'y nimtza, v'yibadu chach me'yisol b'zam. The Gemara goes on to explain, Hei chidami, ilema de beitrei amri yishtaboi, u beitrei amri lo yishtaboi, mai chazis de samchis ahani smaycha hani, ela beit echad. So from the Ma'is of Yanei HaMelech, Abayi proves, that Eid Echad could be ne'amon bedavar shebe'erva. Now, here one has to understand, why was the Ma'is of Yanei HaMelech considered an eidos of davar shebe'erva? For here the shayla by Yanei HaMelech was a shayla of psul chalolos. Psul chalolos should be considered Isurim and not Davar Sheberva. And therefore, what is Abayi's Raya from the Ma'is of Yanei HaMelech that Echad is Ne'amon B'Davar Sheberva? So to answer this kash, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Tesrid answers the kasha by saying as follows, that Iser Kahuna Hava Davar Sheberva, which the Chazon Ish explains to mean, that since that Echad is being made, that the father of Yanei HaMelech married a Chalola, which is Meisuri Kohuna, the Eid Echad is being made that the father of Yanei HaMelech was Asa Davar Sheberva. And for that reason, based on the rule of being Davar Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim, one should need Shnayim. And for that reason, Abayi proves from the Ma'is of Yanei HaMelech, the Eid Echad is Ne'amon B'Davar Sheberva. That is how the Chazon Ish explains Pshat in the Tesis Rid. From the Tesis Rid, one sees the following Chiddush, that even though the Psul Chalos itself is not a Davar Sheberva, but since we are being made that the father did a ma'isa v'arayis, that itself has the halacha v'ein davar shebe'erva paches mishnayim. That is the first chiddush that one sees in the Tesis Rid. The second chiddush one sees in the Tesis Rid is that saying that someone was over on Yisri Kuna is considered that someone is saying eidos on a ma'isa v'arayis. And for that reason, saying eidos, the Yanei HaMelech's father married someone who was aser me'Yisri Kuna, is considered an eidos on a davar shebe'erva. In Shuvos Mikveger, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei, we find that the Nesivus explains Pshat and our Gemara with a different eitza, based on the first chiddush that we find in the Tesis Rid. The Nesivus says the following chiddush, that if someone is made, that an eishes ish was mezane, it is considered a davar shebe'erva, even though the iser soito abayla is only a lav, but still one is being made that a ma'is of arayis took place. And saying eidos that a ma'is of arayis took place is considered a davar shebe'erva. And for that reason, the Nesivus goes on to explain that we find in our Gemara, that the ma'is of Yanei HaMelech was considered a davar shebe'erva, is because the eid was being made, the Yanei HaMelech's mother was mezaneh when she was an eishes ish. And saying eidos that an eishes ish was mezaneh is talking about a ma'is of arayis, which is considered a davar shebe'erva. In the Nesivus, one sees like the chiddush of the Tesis Rid, that as far as davar shebe'erva is concerned, that we say davar shebe'erva paches mishnayim is not dependent if the iser is an iser of a davar shebe'erva or not, but rather, even if the edim are just being made, that a ma'is of arayis took place that itself is considered a davar shebe'erva. Just as Tesis Rid understands, that even saying eidos, that a kohen married someone who a kohen is not allowed to marry, that itself is considered the one is being made on a ma'is of arayis. On the other hand, the Nesivus explains that only if we are being made, that an eishes ish was mezaneh, we consider such an eidos as an eidos on arayis. saying Eidos that a Kohen married someone who he is not allowed to marry is not considered an Eidos on a Maisa Varayas. And for that reason, the Nesivis has to explain Pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara is referring to a case that the aid was made that the mother of Yalei Melech was Mezana while she was an Eishes Ish. Only then do we consider the Eidos as an Eidos on a Maisa Varayas, and therefore we apply the Halacha Vindavar Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. Which is not like one finds in Rashi. The Rashi explains that the Eidos of the aid was that she was in this space and she was Mezana before she was married to the father of Yanei HaMelech. And still the Eidos was considered an Eidos of the Vesheberva, which can be explained either, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Tesis Rid, that the Eidos is considered an Eidos of the Vesheberva, since the aid is being made that the father of Yanei HaMelech married someone who he was not allowed to marry, or as we find that the Chem L'Shoyma brings down from the Nesivis, that even if the aid was made, that she was Mezana before she was Nises to the father of Yanei HaMelech, such an Eidos is also considered an Eidos that she did a Mais Avarayas, since the Bia of a Goy is considered a Mais Avarayas, and therefore the Eidos that a Goy was Mezana with the mother of Yanei HaMelech, even if the Znus took place before she was Nishas Ish, is considered an Eidos on a Mais Avarayas, and therefore we should apply the Halacha V'Indover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. In the Machane Ephraim, in Hochas Eidos Simon Yud Gimel, the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perek Tes Vav, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The Machane Ephraim and Shmaitza both explain that the Machayiv of Shnayim in our Sugya is not based on that we say in Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. But rather the Mechayiv of Shnayim is because we say that to say Eidos that someone is possible, that itself is Mechayiv Shnayim. As we find that the Sefri says in Parashat Shoftim, that based on the Pasuk of Yaakov Eidecha Be'ish, we learn out that Wahalas a Kohuna Lahir Mekohuna Need Shnayim. And so to his Mashmos of our Gemara Mabeis, our Gemara says, Ben Kusha Ben Chalut says, Psuei B'Shnayim. In other words, to say Eidos that someone is possible, that Eidos itself is Mechayiv Shnayim. And with this, the Shmaitza goes on to explain Pshat and that we find in the Rambam in Perek Tesayim Mehuchas Sanhedrin Alach Avav. That the Rambam says, Eid Echad is Neman to say Eidos that someone is a Grusha or a Zayna. If we are to say that to say Eidos that someone did a Maisa Varayis that itself is considered a Dover Sheberva, and therefore we apply the Alach Avin Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim, L'chiras and Gedos that someone is a Zayna, should be considered an Eidos of Dover Sheberva, since one is saying that a Mais of Arayas took place. So L'chir from the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands as far as Dover Sheberva is concerned, in order for us to apply the Halacha in Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim, it is not enough that the Eidos was an Eidos about a Mais of Arayas, but rather one needs that the Eidos should be an Eidos about an Isser of Arayas. And since the Isser of a Grusha or Zayna to a Kohen is not an Isser of Arayas, for that reason we do not apply the Halacha v'indavar Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. That we find that the Eidos in our Gemara is Mechayiv Shnayim is not based on the Halacha v'indavar Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim, but rather it is because we say that to say Eidos that someone is possible, to say Eidos about a Psul Yichos, that Eidos itself is Mechayiv Shnayim. And for that reason Abaye brings Raya from the Maisa of Yanei HaMelech, that from the Maisa of Yanei HaMelech one sees that even as far as an Eidos that is Mechayiv Shnayim, so we say that if we have the Shtika of the Baal Dover, one does not need Shnayim, which is a Chira only if we are to explain Pshat and the Sheet of Abaye, that Abaye says Eid Echad is known to say that one's wife is Mezana, and we do not say in Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim is based on the Shtika of the Baal, and based on the Shtika of the Baal we say Shtika Kaida. And it is based on the Shtika Kaida of the Baal that we say the one does not need Shnayim. And so too in the Mais of Yanei HaMelech, based on the Shtika of the Baal Dover, we will say Shtika Kaida, and one will not need Shnayim. The Shtika Kaida of the Baal Dover is enough of a reason that Eid Echad should be Neman Kishnayim. If we are to understand Pshat and that Rabbi says Eid Echad is Neman to be made, that one's wife was Mezana, we do not say in Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim. Either based on that we say that with the Shtika of the Baal one has Raglayim Adover, and Eid Echad is Neman B'Dover Sheberva as long as there is Raglayim Adover. Or as the Rashba explains that we say in Dover Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim is only as long as someone is being Makhesh the aid. If no one is being machish to aid, then the eidachad is neman even bedavar shebe'erva. According to either one of those two ma'achim or chaya, Abai's raya from the ma'is of Yanei Melech can only be if we consider the ma'is of Yanei Melech as an eidos of davar shebe'erva. If we are to explain that that of the ma'is of Yanei Melech is mechayiv shnayim, is not based on davar shebe'erva, but rather it is based on that we say that to passel someone, to passel the yichos of someone that itself is mechayiv shnayim, well, chayiv, as far as such an eidos is concerned, Abai would not say that one does not need shnayim. Only as far as davar shebe'erva does Abai say that one does not need shnayim as long as the baal is shaysik. But as far as other halachas that need shnayim, Abai never said as halacha that one eid is enough. And therefore, according to either of those two mahalachim, one has to explain pshat and the raya of Abai from the ma'is of Yanei Melech is only because we are to say that the ma'is of Yanei Melech is considered eidos of davar shebe'erva. Only if you are to say that Abai says eid echad is ne'eman, to say that one's wife was mezana is based on the shtika kaida of the baal, then one can say that shtika kaida is a reason to believe that eid kishnayim applies across the board. And even as far as the parish of Yaakov eid echad be'ish, that from there we learn out that eid echad is not ne'eman to say eidos about a psul yichos and to passel someone min akuna, but still be mokim the shtika of the baal davar, the eid echad will be neman. And that was Abai's raya from the ma'is of Yanei Melech, the eid echad is neman b'mokam the shtika of the baal davar, since with the shtika of the baal davar we have a shtika kaida. Now let's go on to the next chelek of our sugya. In Rashi we find that Rashi asks the following kasha on our Gemara. What is pshat in that our Gemara says that if we are referring to treu trei, that two eidim are saying yishtaboy, and two eidim are saying lo yishtaboy, on that our Gemara asks, may chazis the samches ahani smicha ahani, which means to say, who said we should be samech on the eidim that say that she was not nishvis? Maybe we should be samech on the eidim that say that she was nishvis. Rashi asks, why don't we say uki treu behadei treu uki itisach es kasa? Rashi answers the kasha by saying that we say uki treu behadei treu uki itisach es kasa is only if the Isha herself would be here. Avo b'no ze'anidin enwe chazaka de kashos, she'me'idim al tchilas le'idose b'psul. Which Tesis understands to mean that since the Shaila and our Gemara is a Shaila about the status of Yanei HaMelech, we cannot be oikim Yanei HaMelech on a chezkas kashos, since the Shaila and Yanei HaMelech is a Shaila if he was ever kosher kohuna. Tesis asks what happens to the rule of Cheskas Ha'ei Mahani Labas. For that reason, Tesis goes and argues in Rashi, and Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara says, that my chazis the samches ahani smich ahani, and let us be chayshish that the mother of Yanei HaMelech was nishbeis, and we do not say uki treu b'hadei treu uki aches kase, is based on that we say treu treu sveika drabonon, that midrabanan we say that wherever we have a chasho treu treu, we do not go basra chazaka. And since the shaila in our Gemara is a shaila of yuchsin, which is a shaila about isuri teira, as far as that we apply the rule of treu treu sveika drabanan, the midrabanan we do not go after chazaka b'mokam a chasho treu treu. Rashi on the other hand argues on Tesis, and Rashi understands that if we are to say treu treu sveika drabanan, and midrabanan we do not go after a chazaka b'mokam achasho treu treu, that is only as far as an isereshes ish is concerned, as we find that they're all explains in ksubas nevchav beis from a beis. Only as far as an isereshes ish do we say that b'mokam treu treu, if we have a chasho treu treu, if an ish is neshes ish or not an eshes ish, do we say that midrabanan or rabanan were machmer to say that we should not go after a chazaka. But as far as all other isurim are concerned, even by a chashav treu treu, we do go after a chazaka, and for the reason Rashi asks, why don't we go after a chazaka by the ma'is of Yanei HaMelech? Now to answer Tesis's kash and Rashi, the one we say cheskas ha'im mahani labas, we find that the achrinim are miyashiv the shita of Rashi as follows. The achrinim are makdim with the following hakdama that there are two different types of chazakas. There is a chazaka, that the din of the chazaka is that the chazaka is machriya the safik, and then there is a second halacha of chazaka as well, that even if the chazaka cannot be machriya the safik, but still the chazaka tells us to be noig in a certain way till we know otherwise, as long as we do not know otherwise, the Chazaka says to continue to be Noyig as we assumed was his status previously. Based on this, the Achrinim are Miyashiv, the Shita of Rashi as follows, that even though we find that Cheskas Ha'im is Mahani Wabas, is dependent upon which type of Chazaka are we referring to. Only a Chazaka that is Machriya the Sofik will we say that Cheskas Ha'im is Mahani Wabas, since the Chazaka is Machriya the Shoresh HaSofik. But if the Chazaka is not a Chazaka that is Machriya the Sofik, but rather the Chazaka is just a Chazaka that tells us how to be Noyeg Towin or otherwise, as far as such a Chazaka is concerned, we will not say Cheskas Ha'im Mahani Wabas. And therefore, even if we are to say that Treyotrey is Feka Midrabanon, and Minatayo we go after Chazaka, and even Midrabanon that we do not go after Chazaka is only as far as an Isser Veshes Ish, which is more Chomer, but still the Chazaka cannot be Machriya the Safik. Since we have a Treyotrey, the Chazaka cannot be Machriya the Safik. All the Chazaka can tell us is how to be Noyig till it is proven otherwise. But the Sofik remains a Sofik since we have Treu Trey. The Chazaka cannot be Machriya Keneged the other Trey, and therefore the Sofik remains. And for that reason Rashi understands in our Sugya we cannot say Cheskas Ha'im Mahani Wabas. That Tosis argues, and Tosis understands, that in our Sugya we will say Cheskas Ha'im Mahani Wabas even though we have Treu Trey, is a Chaya based on that as we find in the Shita Noidolmi, and so too we find in the Tosis HaRashba and Ksuvas Navchavavim Abase, that the Shita Noidomi and the Tosis HaRashba explain that the basis of the Kasha of Tosis and Rashi is based on that the Tosis understands, that we go after Chazaka by Treyotrey is because we consider Treyotrey command the Leis Nahu, and we consider as if we do not have any Eidim whatsoever. And therefore, Tosis understands that the Chazaka of Makom Treyotrey is a Chazaka that is Machriya the Safek. And since the Chazaka is Machriya the Safek, since we consider as if the Treyotrey are command Leis Nahu, for that reason Tosis asks we should say Cheskas Ha'im Mahani Wabas. Rashi on the other hand argues, and Rashi understands that even according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that by Treyotrey we go after Chazaka Menatera, that does not mean to say that we consider Treyotrey command Leis Nahu, but rather the Treyotrey are command Leis Nahu. And therefore the Safek remains a Safek, and that we go after Chazaka is not a Chazaka Machriya, but rather that we go after Chazaka is only that the Chazaka tells us how to be Noyeg till proven otherwise. That is the basis of the Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. This Machlekes is also the basis of the Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos that we find in Ksuvas Navcha Peis, and Rashi and Tosfos are Azi Yoshita Sayu. In Rashi, in Ksuvas Navcha Peis, we find that Rashi says the following Chiddush. If we have a Chasho Treyotrey, if a certain aid is Kosher Apostle, we do not say Uki Gavrach as Kosei, and therefore she machshem to be an aid to Moitzi Mamin. Tosis on the other hand argues, and Tosis explains that if we have a Chasho Treyotrey, if a certain person is Kosher Apostle, we will say Uki Gavrach as Kosei even to Moitzi Mamin. Now, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi, what is Pshat and that Rashi says, that we do not say Uki Gavrach es Kosei. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, we find that the Mepharshim explained Pshat and Rashi based on that we said before, that in order to Moitzi Mamin, one needs a Chazaka that is Machriya the Safik. A Chazaka that is not Machriya the Safik, with such a Chazaka, one cannot be Moitzi Mamin. And therefore Rashi understands that by Treyotrey, that two Eidim are saying that this person is kosher, and two Eidim are saying that this person is pasul, that we go after Chazaka is not a Chazaka that is Machriya the Sheresh HaSafik, but rather it is just a Chazaka that tells us how to be Noyeg till proven otherwise, and therefore the person remains a Safik. And since the person remains a Safik, since we cannot be Machriya the Sheresh HaSafik, for that reason Rashi understands that one cannot be Moitzi Mamon with such an aid. On the other hand, that Tosis argues on Rashi, is because Tosis understands that according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that Treyotrey Sveika, Drabanan, and Treyotrey are command Leis Nahu. Therefore, the Chazaka has the ability to Machriya the Safik. And since the Chazaka has the ability to Machriya the Safik, for that reason, one can be Moitzi Mamin with such an aid, since we no longer have any Sveikas about the Kashras of that aid. The Chazaka was already Machriya that aid is a Kashra aid. That is how the Mefarshim explain Pshat and the Shita of Rashi on the basis of the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. But now one has to understand Pshat and Rashi in our sugya. If we are to say the Rashi Shita is based on that B'mokim Tre the Chazaka cannot Machriya the Sherish HaSafik, and the Chazaka is just on Haga, and by a Chazaka that is just on Haga we do not say Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas, what is Pshat in that the Rashi says that we cannot be Oikim Yanei Cheskas HaEi because his mother wasn't there? The Mashmos of Rashi is that had the mother of Yanei HaMelech been Ufaneinu Bebeistin, then we have the ability to machshir Yanei HaMelech as well, based on the chazaka of his mother. V'chira such a chazaka b'mokim tre'yotrei is not a chazaka machras. So from Rashi v'chira one sees the following chiddush, as we find the Rav Nochum explains in Bava Basra and Afon Abesim at Aleph. The Rashi understands that one needs a loch of cheskas ha'ei mahani wabas is only if the aim is not of Aneinu. If the aim is not of Aneinu, then one needs Alach of Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas. But if the aim is of Aneinu, then one does not need Alach of Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas. But rather we will say that since the aim is kosher, and the Vlad is a Teiloda from the aim, the Vlad is automatically kosher. And therefore, Nochem goes on to say, that Chinim are Miyasid, that as far as Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas is concerned, we only say Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas only as far as a Chazaka that is Machriya the Safik, that is only if one needs the Halacha of Cheskas HaEi Mahani Wabas. If one needs the actual Chazaka of the Eim Ti Mahani Wabas, then one needs a certain type of Chazaka in order to Mahani Wabas, and only a Chazaka that is Machriya the Safik has the ability to Mahani Wabas. But as far as this other Halacha is concerned, that as long as the aim is of Foneinu, and we are machsher the aim, automatically the Vlad is kosher, since the Vlad is a Teiloda from the aim, as far as that we do not need a Chazaka Machras, any Chazaka will be enough. As long as we are machsher the aim, automatically the Vlad is kosher. And for that reason Rashi has to go and explain that the aim of Yanei HaMelech was not of Foneinu, and therefore we were never machsher the aim of Yanei HaMelech. And as far as using the Chazaka of the aim to Mahani for Yanei HaMelech, as far as that we say that such a Chazaka b'mokim tre'yotrei cannot work for Yanei HaMelech, since such a Chazaka is not a Chazaka Machras. In Tesis Mava Basra we find that Tesis Mava Basra asks another Kasha on the Shita of Rashi in our Sugya. Tesis asks what is Pshat, and that Rashi says that the reason why we do not go after Chazaka is because the aim of Yanei HaMelech was not of Aneinu. And as far as Yanei HaMelech himself is concerned, there is a suffix about Tchilas Kashusai, if he was ever kosher, or he was always pasul, what happened to the Cheskas Avasov, the father of Yanei HaMelech? So to explain Pshat and the Kasha of Tosfos, that Tosfos understands that based on Chazaka de Avasa, we should machshir Yanei HaMelech and mokim ha-choshev treutrei, we first have to explain how Cheskas Avasa works. So to explain how Cheskas Avasa works, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Ritzvam of Abasa, that from a base of Manalaf, explains that the way Cheskas Avasa works is because we say in Ansadi that the father was not Oivir and Isser. And for that reason, the Gemara of Abasa explains that based on Cheskas Avasa, we have a Chazaka that the father who was a Kohen did not marry a Grusha, since a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. According to the Ritzvah's Pshat and Cheskas Avasa, Uchira Tosfos will not have a Kash on the Shita of Rashi, since according to the Ritzvah, that we go Basar Chazaka Davasa is only if we have a Safik, if the father married a Grusha or not. Then one can say, we go after the Chazaka of the Avasa of the Kohen, and we say that the father did not marry a Grusha. But over here, this Safik is a Safik about the aim of Yanei HaMelech. We know who the father married. Our Shaila is just how to classify the mother of Yanei HaMelech, was she Nishbisa or not? As far as such a Safik is concerned, L'chayo, we cannot go after the Chazaka, the Avasa of the father of Yanei HaMelech, since he married someone who was a Safik Shvuya. So here from Tesis's Kash and Rashi, we see that Tesis understands that the Cheskas Avasa works with a different Mahalach. And Tesis understands that the way Cheskas Avasa works, that if the father is a Kohen, the Stoma de Milsa is that the son will also be a Kosher, unless something happens to change that Stoma. And therefore, as long as we do not know b'teres vaday, that stoma was changed, we assume that stoma, and we assume that the vlad is kosher. That is a chayra Tosis understands Cheskas Avos, and for that reason Tosis asks on Rashi that by the Ma'is of Yanei Melech we should say that we go after the Cheskas Avos of the Father. That is a chayra Pshat, and Tosis is Kash on Rashi. That Rashi argues on Tosis can be explained that Rashi understands that we say Cheskas Avos is like the Ritva that we mentioned before. That there is a chazaka that is mevareres, that the father was not over an isser, which is not applied to the mais of Yanei Melech, since we know who the father married. And the father married someone who was considered a safek shvuya. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following raya of Rava. Rava says, Namino adetna namar b'shema maisa b'magayor shal diskiyas b'yavna. Shoy say medes v'cheska shvema madudu v'nimses chaseira. Kotara Shanaso Agaba Hoyer Ptarfan Matar Rabikiva Matame Omer Ptarfan Mikvazeva Cheska Shom Uime Misafik Atabola Chasre Al Techasrenu Misafik Omer Bekiva Adam Zeva Cheska Stomi Uime Misafik Atabola Tare Al Tarenu Misafik Omer Ptarfan Marsha Uimidu Makro Gabemizbech Venoideshu Bengusha Ben Chalutza Shavidosik Shera Rabikiva on the other hand compares a Mikvash Nimses Chasera to someone who is nimtza that he was a balmom. Amr b'kiva marshal lo'imir makro gamizeach v'noidesh hu balmom shavidase psula. Which b'kiva explains that the reason why we should compare a mikvah to a balmom is because a mikvah is psula b'yachid, a balmom psula b'yachid. Ha'yichiach ben grusha ben chalutza she psula b'shnayim. Tavaracher mikvah psula b'gufe, balmom psula b'gufe, ha'yichiach ben grusha ben chalutza she psula me'acherim. From that, the Gemara says that Ben Grusha's Psue Bishnayim from thereof approves that even B'makim of the Shtika of the Baal Dover, we still say that one needs Shnayim. And therefore, so too, if Neidecha comes and says that one's wife has Mazana, the Neidecha is not Neman, even B'makim the Shtika of the Baal. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. Here the Machlokes between a Bekeeper and a Tarfin as far as Mekvoyis is concerned. Is a machlokes by a safek mikvah we do not know when the mikvah became chaser, and the machlokes is a machlokes about chazakes. Do we say, uki mikvah has chaser, and therefore we assume the mikvah is shalom till the latest possible moment? Or do we say, uki gavra has chaser, and therefore we assume that the person did not become tor till he is toivo nevadei mikvah that is shalom? If so, what is the comparison between the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfon as far as Mekvoyis, to that the Torah was Machsha the Avoda of a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza? So to answer and explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosis explains Pshat in our Gemara that there are really two Machlokes in between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon as far as Mekvoyis is concerned. First, there's a Machlokes as far as Chazokis, like we explained before, and second, there is another Machlokes as well. What is the halacha of a kohen went and was tevo in a mikvah, and he did avodah, and then we found out that the mikvah was vadei chaser at the time of the tefillah of the kohen? As far as such a case, there is a machlokes between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva as well. Reb Tarfon is matar and says that the avodah of the kohen is kosher. Reb Akiva on the other hand says no, that the avodah of that kohen is pasul. As far as that machlokes is concerned, that is what Reb Tarfon means when he brings a raya from the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And Reb Tarfon proves from the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza that even though he found out that the Kohen was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza at the time that he did Avodah, but still the Avodah is kosher. And so too, even though he found out that the mikvah was chaser at the time of the tefillah of the Kohen, and the Kohen was a Kohen Tamei, but still the Avodah of that Kohen is kosher since he did Avodah before he found out that he was Tamei. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, compares a Tamei to a Balmum, and therefore the Avodah of that Kohen is possible even though we only found out that he was Tamei after he already did Avodah. That is how Tosis explains Pshat in our Gemara. The Teishanim, on the other hand, explains Pshat in our Gemara with a slightly different Mahalach than Tosis. And the Teishanim explains Pshat in our Gemara that there is a second Machlokes between Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is not a Machlokes as far as the Avodah of a Kohen. If we are Machshir the Avodah of the Kohen before we found out that the Kohen was Tamei or not. but rather it is machlokes as far as all taras are concerned. If someone was negeib a taras at that time before he found out that the mikvah was chaser, do we consider those taras as tahirim or not? And that is what Reb Tarfon is comparing to the avodah ben grusha ben chalutza. Clear from the Teishanim, one sees that the Teishanim understands that we are machshir the avodah ben grusha ben chalutza is not only a shayla as far as hechsha avodah is concerned, but rather the pshat is, as Rabbi Zalman explains in Evan Ozal and Perak Vav Mihoches Bias Mikta Shalach Yod, that is avodah is kosher because we say that since at that time we had a right to assume that he was a kohen. For that reason, even after we find out that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza, at the time of Shas Havayda, we still consider him as a kohen. Since midine chazaka, we had a right to assume he was a kohen. And for that reason, so too the taris that the person was negein at the time that we had a right to assume that he was tevon a kosher mikvah, based on the chazaka of the mikvah. For that reason, those taris remain tar even after we find out that the mikvah was chaser at the time of his tefillah. In other words, the dinim based on the chazaka do not change. The Ramban on the other end explains our Gemara with a third mahalach. The Ramban explains that we are machshir the avodah of a ben grusha or ben chalutza is only as far as a safek ben grusha or ben chalutza. And that is what Reb Tarfon is comparing to a mikvah. In other words, Reb Tarfon says that just like we find that by a safek ben grusha ben chalutza, we are machshir the avoda of the ben grusha ben chalutza misafik, based on the cheskas kohen that the ben grusha ben chalutza has. And we do not say, al tifteranu misafik, do not pater the person that is mechuyev to being a korban misafik with avoda of the safik ben grusha ben chalutza. And so too, as far as mikvahs, we will be machshir the mikvah based on the chazaka of the mikvah, and we will ignore the chazaka of the tamei, since the mikvah is a shayresh ha-safik. Everything starts with the safik in the mikvah. The din of the person is just a teilada from the din of the mikvah. And therefore, whatever we are kaveya is the din of the mikvah, that will be the din of the person. From the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands that we are machshir the avodah of a ben grusha ben chalutza is referring to a safek ben grusha ben chalutza, and that we are machshir ben grusha ben chalutza is based on the chazaka of a ben grusha ben chalutza. Okay, one has to understand what chazaka does ben grusha ben chalutza have. Okay, our safek is a safek mitchilas leidase of the ben grusha ben chalutza, if he was ever a kosher kain or not. And therefore, according to the tzad, that he is a ben grusha ben chalutza, he was never kosher. So l'chayr from the Ramban, one sees the following chiddush, that the chazaka that the Ramban is referring to is a chazaka mistama. Since we assume that he was a kosher, and the safek is nila now, even though the safek that is nila now is a safek if he was ever a kosher or not, but still that itself we assume that he was a kosher is considered a cheskas kashrus, and for that reason we are machshir a safek ben grusha ben chalutza based on the stama. That is how the Ramban explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim. If as far as that the Torah was machshir the avodah of a ben grusha ben chalutza, is that only referring to a safek ben grusha ben chalutza, which is a shita of the Ramban, or is it even referring to a vade ben grusha ben chalutza, which is a shita of our Tosfos? In the Rambam, we find a third shita. The Rambam in Perek Vav Mihoches Bias Mikta Shalach Yod says that the avodah of a ben grusha ben chalutza is kosher even if he does avodah after we know that he is a ben grusha ben chalutza. In other words, Rambam Shita is that not only is the avodah of a ben grusha ben chalutza kosher if we find out after that he did avodah that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza, but even if we found out that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza and then he went and did avodah, his avodah is still kosher. So again, we have three shitas as far as that the Torah was machshir the avoda of a ben grusha ben chalutza. The Ramban explains that the Torah was machshir the avoda of a ben grusha ben chalutza is only by a safek ben grusha ben chalutza. Tosfos explains that the Torah was machshir the avoda of a ben grusha ben chalutza is even if we found out after he did avoda that he was a vade ben grusha ben chalutza at the time that he did avoda. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains that he was machshir the avodah of a ben grusha ben chalutza is even if he did avodah after we found out that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza. For chayr, one can ask a following to me on the Rambam, as we find that the Gvur Sari asks on the Rambam from the Gemara in Makas Nafi Beis Amid Aleph. that the Gemara brings down the following machlokes amiraim by Nigmar Dinar Shoyitzeh Chugolas Venasa Kayim Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna Vechad Amar Batla Kahuna. According to Mandarma Mesa Kuna, the Yitzeh is Chayzer from Golas. On the other hand, according to Mandarma, that it is Batla Kahuna. And we consider that if the Kohen Gadol was never a Kohen Gadol, then the halach is that the Yitzeh is not Chayzer from Golas. The Gemara goes on to explain that the machlokes, if we say Mesa Kahuna or Batla Kahuna, is only according to the Tana that is Machsher the Avodah of a Ben Gusha or a Ben Chalutza. And the Machlokes is if according to the Mandamer do we say Mesa Kuna or do we say Batal Kuna? Well, according to the Rambam, the Avodah of a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is Kasher even if he did Avodah after we found out that he was a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. And therefore we should not even say Mesa Kuna. So to answer this Kasher on the Rambam, we have to be Makdim with the following Akdama. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following three Makayres to Machsher the Avoda of Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza. The first Makar that our Gemara brings down is the Makar of Abhudah Amr Shmuel. Amr Abhudah Amr Shmuel, the Makrava, Hoysaway, Ozari Achra, Bain Zara Kasha, Bain Zara Apostle. The second Makar is the Makar of Avodah Shmuel. Avodah Shmuel says the Makar is from that the Pasuk says, Parach Hashem Chilo Yofayal Yodav Terza Fiuchun Shabai Terza. Rabbi Yana explains that the Makar is from that the Pasuk says, Ubasa al Kaina Shia Bayam Mahim, Vahital al Daitcha Shadam Hilachet al Kain Shahaya Bayamav, Elazak Kashav and Ischalel. Now, as far as that, the Torah is Machsha the Avodah of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, one can ask the following Shaila. Is that only Alacha and Hochas Avodah HaKarbanis? That the Avodah Karbanis of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is Kasher? Or is it Alacha as far as any dinim that need kahuna? As far as any dinim that need kahuna, we say that a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is kosher. Well, chayra the shayla is the basis of the machlokes that we mentioned before in the Gemara Makis by Nigmar Dinar Shoyitzeh Chugolas V'nasa Kohen Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, if we say Mesa Kahuna or we say Batal Kahuna. According to Mandarma that we say Mesa Kahuna, chayra from there one sees that not only is the Torah Machsher Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza as far as Avodas Karbanis, but as far as all other halachas as well, he is considered like a Kohen. And therefore we will say Mesa Kahuna. Once we find out that he is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, from that point of time and on, it is Mesa Kahuna. On the other hand, the other Mandamar says Bata Kahuna, is because the other Mandamar understands that only as far as Hachsher Karbanis do we consider him as a Kosher. As the Gemara says, Amandam Rabatlat Kanoi Kaomer, Rabbi Shua Hasam Nechsev Baruch Hashem Chelo Yefoyal Yodav Terza, Aval Hacha Fil Rabbi Shua Maida, which Rashi explains to mean that Aval Inyan Shardvorav Einoi Kayin. And for that reason, we will say Batla Kahuna. And so too one finds in the Gemara in Psachim Nafayim Beisim and Aleph, that the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shua is Paiter, a Kayin that eats Truma. And then we found out that he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, is because Achilas Truma is considered an Aveda. Va'aveda Achmana Achshere Detanano Yo'imenu Makrev Noidush Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. Everything that he was Makrev is kosher based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofayal Yadav Terza. From the Gemara in Pesachim again, one clearly sees that the Tzat, a Pater, a Kohen that eats Truma, from Chaimesh is based on that we say that Achilas Truma is considered an Aveda. And only because we consider Achilas Truma as an Aveda do we pater the Kohen from paying a Chaimesh when he eats Truma, and later on we found out that he was a Ben Gusha or a Ben Chalutza. Now, one has to understand both in the Gemara Makis and the Gemara Psachim. Why did the Gemara find it necessary to explain the Hechsha Aveda of a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza based on the Pasuk of a Baruch Hashem Chilai Ufayal Yadav Terza more than any of the other drashas that are mentioned in our Gemara? So to explain Pshat in the Gemara Makis and the Gemara Psachim, one has to say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between if we explain that the Bishua is Machsher, the Avodah of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofayal Yadav Terza, or if we explain the Hechsha Avodah of Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza based on the Pasuk of Ubasa Wakayna Shia B'yam Mehim, or the Pasuk of Ahoy Soleil Zari Achra Bein Zara Kosher Bein Zara Pasal. Only if you are to explain that the Makar to Machsher the Avodah of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is based on the Pasuk of Apel Yadav Terza, will we say that only as far as Hechsha Avodah is concerned Will we be machsher ben gushor ben chalutza? As far as kol terakua is concerned, we will not be machsher ben gushor ben chalutza. Since the pasuk of a baruch hashem chilay foil yadav tirtza is referring to the avoda of ben gushor ben chalutza, on the other psukim are referring to his status as a kohen. And for that reason, the Gemara in Makkos, when the Gemara is coming to explain the Mandamar, it says Batal Kahuna, the Gemara finds it necessary to explain that the Makar to Machsher, the Avoda of Ben Gushar Ben Chalutza, is based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofayal Yadav Tirtza, and so to the Gemara in Makkos, that explains that Rabbi Yeshua is Paitzer, a Kohen who is Ben Gushar or Ben Chalutza, who eats Chuma based on that Achilas Chuma is considered an Avoda, is only because the Hechsher of Rabbi Gusha ben Chalutza is based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofel Yadav Tirtza, and therefore one needs an Aveda. Only as far as an Aveda is there a Hechsher of Rabbi Gusha or ben Chalutza. And so too is Mefurish, Nirushami, and Chumas and Perches Hoch Aleph. That the Rishami says, Rabbi Yichna Mishim Abiyane Zeechon Min Gimel Mekroi Shem Echvorim Batayra. The Makar to Machsher, the Aveda of Rabbi Gusha ben Chalutza, is Mefurish in three psukim in the Torah. And the Yerushalmi goes on to bring the drashas that are mentioned in our Gemara. The Yerushalmi goes on to say that there is enough gemina if the Hechsher of the Avoda of Megusha ben Chalutza is based on the Pasuk of Abasa HaKoyen, or if the Hechsher of the Avoda of Megusha ben Chalutza is based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofayal Yadav Tirtza. The Yerushalmi says three nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is that if the Hechsher of the Avoda of Megusha ben Chalutza is based on the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chela Yofayal Yadav Tirtza, only a Kohen that is makriv is kosher, which the Pnei Moshe explains to mean Kweimar de Dafka le'inyon karbone shehikriv hu de machsher. Avonyone kuna achirim kagoin mashatime vetir benegon vekayitze bedvar mashanosne lekayin loy machsher. Doi goi rachmona ela befeil yodav de karbones. And so too the Rishami goes on to say that if the drasha is based on ufeil yodav tirtza, bovad bekarchi mikdash and not bekarchi gvul. Which as Ramir Simcha explains in Meshach Chochman Parshas Pinchas, the Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli and Psachim that we mentioned before, and the Yerushalmi understands that Achilas Truma is not considered an Aveda. And therefore, if the Hechsher Aveda is based on the Pasuk of Ufeil Yadav Tirtza, Ufeil Yadav Tirtza will not be referring to Achilas Truma. And so too the Yerushalmi goes on to say a third nafkamina, Avu Bovad B'Shas HaMikdash. So again, in the Yerushalmi it is Mefurish, that dependence upon the Drosha, from where we know the Hechsher of a Kohen, who is Oivet as Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, that decides that the Hechsher HaKohen is only as far as Aveda is concerned, or do we consider him a Kohen even as far as other Halachas are concerned? Based on this, one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam as follows. That the Rambam is Machsher, the Aveda of a Kohen who is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, even after we found out that he is a Ben Gusha or a Ben Chalutza, is not because we say that even after we found out that he is a Ben Gusha or a Ben Chalutza, we still consider him as a Kohen. But rather, after we found out that he is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, he is no longer considered like a Kohen. That his Aveda is kosher after we find out that he is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is only a Hechsher Aveda Ba'oma. The Torah is Machsher such an Aveda, even though he is not considered like a regular Kohen. On the other hand, that his Aveda is kosher before we found out that he is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is because at that point he is considered like a Kohen. And for that reason, the Gemara Makkos says that after we find out that he is Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, it is Mesa Kahuna. Even though his Aveda will still be kosher, but still it is Mesa Kahuna. His status of a Kohen was Mesa. That is Zochei Awon Kimiyashev, the Shita of the Rambam, from the Gemara Makkos. And so too we find in the Dvar Avraham and Simon Chaf Aleph and other Achrenim. Based on these studim, we find there of Shach and Hucha Sefer Torah Perek Zayin Alachir Aleph, explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. In our Gemara we find that Rabbi Kiva is Chayok and Tarfin, and Rabbi Kiva is Chayok and that Rabbi Tarfin compares a person who is Tomei to a person who is Nimtza, a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza. As our Gemara says, Hischa Rabbi Kiva Lodin Mikveh Psuwe B'yachid Abal Mom Psuwe B'yachid Ha'ichiach Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza Shepsuwe B'shnayim Davar Acher Mikveh Psuwe B'gufay Bal Mom Psuwe B'gufay Ha'ichiach Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza Shepsuwe Me'acherim. To explain Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, Rav Shach explains as follows. Rav Tarfon came to prove from Rav Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza to Machsher the Aveda v'Tomei if he was Eved before he found out that he was a Tomei, which is how Tosis explains Pshat in our Gemara. On that, Rabbi Akiva came to argue. And Rabbi Akiva was chilek mishnei atzadim. No matter how one understands the heksha avida of ben gusha ben chalutza, one cannot be machsher the avida of someone who we found out was a tamei. If we are to machsher the avida of ben gusha ben chalutza based on that we say, that till the point of time that we found out that he was a ben gusha ben chalutza, we consider him as a kayin, and his avida is kasher based on that he is considered like a kayin, that is only as far as ben gusha ben chalutza shepsui bishnayim. And since his psuah bishnayim, for that reason his psuah is bebeistin. And since his psuah is bebeistin, till the point of time that it was inspired that he is pasul, we consider him as a regular kayin. On the other hand, a tamei is comparable to a baal mum who is psuah biyachid, and therefore his psuah is not dependent upon beistin, and therefore he is considered pasul immediately. As if Shach says, "Av baal mum shepsui biyachid vein tzarich beistin bevade av kodim shenoydir shu baal mum yored mikunasi lehechsher avoda." The kivon the kapei shemaygalu shu baal mum tekev shenasa baal mum if some avoda vein shenoydo beistin uvein adayin oynoydo beistin. And so too by tamei his avoda is possible right away from when he became tamei. Then the kiva goes on to say a davar acher. Mikve psuei begufi baal mum. Which Rav Shach explains to mean that if we are to say that the hechsher of a ben gusha ben chalutza is not because he is considered like a regular kain, but rather the Torah is machsher the avida of a ben gusha or ben chalutza, it is still not comparable to a tamei. Since that the Torah is machsher the avida of a ben gusha ben chalutza is because it is psuei me'acherim, which Rav Shach explains to mean that the hechsher avoda of ben gusha ben chalutza is because we say kivan shaviv kohen hadinu mu kohen af bonav afem heim yisrael moy mechal li avoda v'zeh rak bepsul sheba machmas aviv shaviv pasay vahil adzorim v'zeh shayich shemikomokim ispe hadin shebonav zorim moy mechal li avoda avol be'ilu apsulim. But as far as the psul tamei and the psul baal mum shebohem b'mikra shachakach v'italia ba'av, that the psul is shayach as far as the av as well. As far as such a psul, we do not say kivan shaviv koyin shikam bona balimum moyichal yavoida. And that is pshat in the davar acher of Rabbi Akiva. That is how Rav Shach explains the two perichas of our Gemara, based on the two tzadim that we mentioned before.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.